This is a Hog Sports Network podcast.
And welcome to the Ho Hog Sports Podcast. I'm Chip Souza, your host for this podcast. And we will, as always, have a lot of Razorback sports coverage for you today. Now, this podcast is part of the Ho Hog Radio Network, and this is available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on YouTube. We also encourage you to download other Ho Hog Radio Network podcasts like the Ho Hog Baseball Podcast and the Basketball Podcast of Mid-America. We try to bring you up to date and keep you informed on all things Razorback. Now, this past weekend was a busy weekend and a successful weekend for several Arkansas sports. And we're going to start with the Arkansas baseball team. If you did not get a chance to see Sunday's game, one word would describe that 9-6 win. Wow. The team came back from a 6-0 deficit. They were down 6-0 early in the game. They came back to win 9-6. Now, the starting pitcher, Mason Molina, he just lasted one inning and it looked like the Hogs were going to be in trouble, but the bullpen was sensational on Sunday. Christian Fouch, Will McIntyre, and Gabe Gackle, they combined for 5 shutout innings in this game, and the Hog Bats came alive. They came two-run home run, eventually took the lead. Peyton Holt, he went 3-for-4 on Sunday with a home run, a double, and 2 RBIs. Hudson White, Jason Jones also delivered big-time hits for the Razorbacks, and the Hogs get that series win. That sets up a huge regular season ending series on the road starting Thursday down in College Station as the Hogs take on Texas A&M. That'll be big, and all three of those games will be televised. So you'll want to check HoHogSports.com for those game times and where those games will be televised, but all three will be televised, and it will be a fantastic series down in College Station. Now moving over to softball, the Arkansas softball team, for the fourth year in a row, they will host an NCAA regional. Arkansas is the number 12 national seed, and they will host 3 teams starting on Friday at Bogle Park. Those teams, besides Arkansas, are Villanova, Arizona, and Southeast Missouri. That will comprise the regional field. Now, the Razorbacks have already played some of these teams. They went 1-1 against Arizona early in the season in the Bear Down Fiesta at Arizona. And then they came back home. They hosted, if you remember, Arkansas softball hosted 3 straight tournaments at one point, and in one of those tournaments, the Wupig Classic in early March, they defeated SEMO 2 times. So they've seen 2 of the teams that'll be in this regional, so it should be a good one. It starts on Friday at Bogle Park. Again, HoHogSports.com will have previews, capsules of the teams coming in, so it should be a great weekend for softball. You want to be sure and get out there to Bogle Park and support the Razorbacks as they try to win this regional. The Arkansas men's track team, they won the program's 4th consecutive SEC Outdoor Championship on Saturday by the narrowest of margins down in Gainesville. They beat Alabama in points 110-104, and they did it by winning the 4x400 relay in a school record 2:59.03. Now, in that race, 3 teams all clocked under 3 minutes. Arkansas, Alabama, and Florida all under 3 minutes in that race. It came down literally to the wire, and the Razorbacks won out. That is 4 straight SEC Outdoor Championships. Also, the women's golf team. We talked about them a little bit last week's podcast. They dominated the NCAA Las Vegas Regional. They claimed a 4-shot win in that. It is the program's first regional win since 2018 and just the second in school history. Now, the win also secured an NCAA championship berth, the first since 2022 for the team. Got a lot of great play. Several players were below par and right at par for Arkansas, so big, big win there as they continue to move on. We also want to mention this week is the Razorback Roadshow. Now, they will be at all different points around the state this week starting today, Monday. They're going to be in Heber Springs. They're also going to be moving around Texarkana, El Dorado, Little Rock. This will start again Monday today, and it will wrap up on Thursday night in Fort Smith. And Arkansas coaches like John Calipari, Sam Pittman, those guys will be making pit stops all around the state, bringing the Razorback brand to all points of Arkansas. And we'll have full coverage of the Roadshow and much more Razorback sports at HoHogSports.com. If you're not a subscriber to HoHog Sports, you can sign up for the best in Arkansas Razorback sports coverage at HoHogSports.com. We also want to mention coming up, our next Hogs Illustrated Sports Club luncheon will be next Wednesday. That is May 22nd. at Home 2 Suites in Springdale. Our guest speaker will be former Arkansas baseball player Carson Shaddy. That will be a fantastic luncheon. You will not want to miss that. You can get tickets for that luncheon at tickets.nwaonline.com. That's tickets.nwaonline.com. And that's Carson Shaddy next Wednesday, May 22nd, a noon luncheon at Home 2 Suites in Springdale. And we'll take a break right now. When we come back, we'll be joined by HoHawkSports.com reporter Ethan Westerman, and we're going to talk about the upcoming regional softball tournament and maybe just a little bit of women's basketball. We'll be right back.
Stay on top of all Arkansas Razorback sports with a Digital Plus subscription on the Hogs Illustrated app. Get complete Razorbacks coverage in one location. Your subscription gives you 20-plus issues of Hogs Illustrated magazine, the most unique and compelling coverage anywhere in the state, plus total access to all the content on WholeHogSports.com, including breaking news, commentaries, analysis, features, recruiting, award-winning photos, and premium message boards. Subscriptions start at just $17 per month. Join the Hog Sports Network team at subscribe.waco.com. That's subscribe.wehco.com. Or call 479-684-5509 to get your front row seat to Arkansas Razorback sports. Go Hogs!
And welcome back to the HoHog Sports Podcast as part of the HoHog Sports Radio Network. I'm Chip Sousa, the host of the podcast. I'm now joined by the boy wonder, Ethan Westerman. He is going to talk a little bit of Arkansas softball and Arkansas basketball. So we'll start with softball, Ethan. It was a big day Sunday for the Arkansas softball team. Was it kind of iffy on whether they would get a regional? Was it pretty much a slam dunk no matter what happened?
No, they really set themselves up well for they lost three of their last four games. So that, I mean, people have a lot of recency bias of, oh, things are going southward right now. But they really set themselves up well the whole conference season. You don't play in the SEC and have 12 wins versus top 25 teams in the RPI and not host. So it was kind of more less about are they going to host or what seed are you going to be? Because you think about it on the softball side with how potential super regional pairings happen. Right. I mean, you don't want to be the 15 or 16 because then, hey, if you win your regional,
go to Oklahoma,
or go to Texas. So they got in a really, I feel like, a good spot. I mean, don't get me wrong. If they were to escape from their regional, going to Stillwater and playing Oklahoma State isn't easy, but it's a lot different than playing the three-time defending national champs. So, anyways.
Well, they did kind of scuffle a little bit there at the end of the season. They lost a series to Ole Miss, got blasted in the first game of that series, got shut out, and came back and responded, and then lost the final game of that series. And then went out in the first round of the SEC tournament to Missouri in a game that was affected by weather. They played a few innings on, I think it was Thursday, and then weather hit, and then they had to resume it on Friday. So.
Yeah, and that one was crazy because the lightning strike, so it was a 1-1 ball game. Arkansas just tied it up, and then Missouri just caught a little bit of fire in the top of the fifth, inning. And scored a run like a few minutes before the weather started.
Wow.
So it gives them, you know, all that momentum.
Perfect timing. Yeah, for them.
Yeah, you take a lead and then you're going to bed at like 10 p.m. I'm sure Arkansas, they were up late just thinking about it and then have to wake up and play at 9 a.m. Wasn't ideal situation for them on right after losing a series to Ole Miss that you feel like you should have won. But Courtney said yesterday, she said that the team like kind of has a fire lit under them right now. She said they had a really good talk.
Good.
So we'll see how they do in the regional. They got Arizona, Villanova, and
SEMO
coming in, which they've played SEMO and Arizona both twice already this year.
Right.
So, you know, they beat SEMO twice. The second one was really close, but a little bit different pitching situation for Arkansas in that game. And then they split with Arizona. So, you know, at this time of year, you're going to have good competition no matter what. Arkansas knows, though, that these teams, like, can play with them. So they're going to have to bring their A game.
I remember them playing in the Bear Down Fiesta at Arizona and watching that on Flow Sports. And Arkansas had lost a tough game to Arizona the day before and came back a one-run game, came back and got a one-run win. And that was a little bit of a coming-out party for Kennedy Miller, their catcher. She was kind of a bit of an unknown before then, and she had some really nice hits and a couple of big plays at the plate in that tournament. So it was a you're like, okay, they're going to be pretty good at catcher. You know, she's a freshman, but she's going to be fine. Yeah. And then they came back home and seemed like, what did they play? They played 17 straight home games, I think.
Yeah, it might have been rain affected that too, and I think they might have had a game or two canceled, but
yeah.
It was scheduled to be 17. So they, and SEMO was right in the thick of that. And, you know, the last game they played against SEMO, I believe they shut them out the first one.
It was a relatively
easy win. The last one, you know, you're going in one of these invitationals, you want to get just some of your pitchers out there of experience. Yeah. And Nikki McGaffin, who doesn't pitch often for him, and probably won't see her in this regional, but she pitched that first game and kind of got out of hand in the first inning. They recovered and won that game. So it was honestly, like, you look at it and you're like, oh gosh, they only beat SEMO by one. You had to walk them off. But kind of the fight the team had to show in that game, you were encouraged in the moment. That was right before they started SEC season, and you see what they did after that. So,
well, and it's like Courtney Diefel, she mentioned this a lot, is anything in softball, there are, I mean, obviously Oklahoma, and I mean, there are some elite teams, but of the whole 64 team field, there's a lot of parity in this 64 team field, and you know, any team, any of these 64 teams, and I'm including Oklahoma, Texas, whoever in this can be beaten.
Oh yeah, I mean, Oklahoma State just beat OU in a series a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
which shows you that even in, you know, like it's a lot closer this year than it was last year. Last year you felt like OU is going to win this. If they don't, something went wrong. This year you kind of feel like, who's going to win it? I mean, Tennessee could win it. Florida could win it. This might be the SEC's year. I mean, maybe you go ahead and start claiming Texas and OU for this, but this might be the SEC's year to get one back, you know, because nobody looks unbeatable, at least this year. And Arkansas, I mean, I think that right now that's got to be, you know, in the back of your mind, just like, hey, we can – there's not that clear-cut top dog. Like, you can go and make some damage. You can do things you've never done before if you just come out and you play your best. And for Arkansas, it's all going to be – are they hitting? Their pitching and their defense is great. It's been great all year. It's, can they hit?
They've got, you know, Ethan, you and I talked about this, and we've talked about this with Coach Diefel in the media gatherings every week. The pitching, coming into the season, when you looked at the Arkansas pitching staff, you didn't see that one dominant pitcher that they have had in the past. But what's happened is when Linestock is on her game, Morgan Linestock, and when Robin Heron are on their game, they're as good as anybody.
Oh, yeah. Those two complement each other really well. And it's one of those things that, you know, last year going into the regional, you were like, okay, if they're going to come out of this, Shanice Dels is going to have to just pitch her arm off.
Yeah.
This year, I kind of feel like you maybe have a more confidence to just like, you can maybe get a complete game out of somebody else to take the, you know, to just take the weight off the other two for a whole game. Because more than anything, I mean, people who maybe watch baseball, not softball, they can pitch a lot of, they can throw a lot of pitches. LSU's pitcher threw 208 in a game at the SEC tournament. Like, they can pitch a lot. A lot of times it's more just mental in what the other team is seeing. Whenever you see pitching changes, it's usually just they've been through the lineup a couple times and they're trying to hit better. So for Arkansas, it's one of those things that if you can get, you know, a Reese Burline to go maybe pitch your first game and not have to use Heron or Linestock, and then you get to that second game that's really important to try and get yourself really situated when the regional, they're fresh. They haven't faced anybody yet. They can kind of give them their best stuff and not have to, they don't feel taxed all. Like last year, Shanice Dels just, you were just like, oh man, she's just giving it her everything to try and just get them through this. It was like, got to pitch them out of the Notre Dame game. Then the next day try and beat Oregon. And they just ran out of arms. This year, I think they could actually
have more depth.
Yeah, have more depth, sure. and bode well in the regional. We'll see how they fare. Courtney seemed to be yesterday, whenever we talked to her, very just excited about where the team's at mentally after, you know, the tough end of the year. It sounds like they had a real come to Jesus moment, for lack of a better term.
Good deal. Well, Ethan will have, of course, a lot more coverage leading up to the start of this regional at WholeHogSports.com, like he always does, and great coverage. And then we will have coverage throughout the tournament at WholeHogSports.com. So you'll want to be sure and check that out, including the massive package that Ethan puts together for every game on how to watch, listen, play right field, whatever. I mean, it's, yeah. If it's about Arkansas softball, well, he's got every question
usually
answered.
It's how to watch. I think they need to start working on the how to listen. It would be cool if they had a radio broadcast. Yeah. Maybe we'll have that in the future.
Maybe we'll do that. Yeah, it'd be fantastic. Let's skip sports over now and talk about a little Arkansas basketball. Arkansas basketball coach Mike Neighbors continues to try to build his roster and a roster that can compete in the SEC after so many players hit the transfer portal when the season ended. Ethan, any recent signings? I know they signed a JUCO player, and where are they at? And do you know how many spots they have to fill?
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head how many more spots they have to fill right now. They signed a forward from Finland as well. I am going to her bio right now so I can try and pronounce her name correctly. They usually put it on there. Maybe they didn't on this one. So if I butcher her name, my apologies.
We just have to spell it right. We don't have to pronounce it right.
Yeah. Pinja Panin.
Perfect.
That is exactly how I'm pronouncing
it. It's also a dish if you go to an Italian or French restaurant. There you go. Yeah.
So they also signed somebody from Denmark, I believe. Or if they didn't sign her, they hosted her on a visit, girl from Denmark.
Going all international.
Yeah, she hasn't signed. They just hosted her on a visit. It's hard to keep up with right now, I'm going to be honest, just because of how they're going such an international route that it's not like as easy to remember names as in the past, you know. But it seems like right now that's just kind of the route they're going. I'm not sure you're going to get too much of a feel on how competitive they're going to be in the SEC because you don't know a lot about these players.
Right.
Like maybe we'll go out and watch a practice and be like, oh, my goodness, they found the – you know, women's version of Jokic or Jokic, or Luka Doncic. I mean, maybe they found some of those type of players, but you just don't know yet. I will say Phoenix Stohein, I think I said her last name correctly, who enrolled early last year. She's from the Netherlands. She was with them for, you know, the whole conference press season. I've seen her practice. I think she'll definitely contribute. So, you know, they're going a different route. I don't know how it's either going to work or it's probably gonna really, really not work. I mean, we just don't know. Like, it's unique. I don't know. I've seen an SEC team ever, let alone a Power Five school, even just do this route of just really heavy international. But it's kind of where they're going right now.
So when the players come out on the floor this coming season, they'll all have to show a passport before they come out to the hall call.
I guess so.
And all that. Yeah.
Mike Neighbors loves to joke that you think that, like, looking at their team right now, that you're having a gathering of the United Nations. I mean, the JUCO prospect they signed, she's from Nigeria.
Wow.
Originally, you know, Mariam Dauda is still in the portal. We don't know. I mean, she could, in theory, come back. I don't think that's likely. She posted something last week saying, thank you, Arkansas. Usually you don't do that whenever you, there's an inkling that you might come back. But you just don't know what this team's going to look like. And there's one thing we do know, though. It's not going to look like what we've had in the past. Just it's going to be fresh faces for the first time in a while. Samara Spencer committed to Tennessee out of the portal. Mariam Dauda, like we said, still in the portal. Poffenbarger went to Maryland. Talia Scott to Auburn. Michaela Daniels graduated. So there's your starting five from last year.
Yeah.
They're not going to be here. And I will say, you also have a fresh new face with a coach, Nick Bradford.
Yeah, he's back home, coming back home, back to Fayetteville.
Yeah, back home. And he's kind of one of those guys that, I mean, people see it like, oh, hired a, you know, a guy who's coached at Fayetteville High School. Like, well, how does this translate for women's basketball, you know? But he's one of those guys that kind of behind the scenes has been in the women's game. And he's coached a AAU team in Missouri for a while. I actually think Mariam Dauda.
She was part of that, program. Yeah, correct.
So, and then he was an assistant at Wichita State the past year. So, if anything, you know, got a guy who's proven that he cares about the women's game, and I think that's always good for the sport.
That is. Now, Ethan will be down in Fort Smith on Thursday night to talk to Coach Neighbors. Coach Neighbors is part of that Razorback Roadshow this week, and he'll be in Fort Smith on Thursday night. So maybe Ethan, hopefully, will get a little bit of an update on where they are with the roster. So you'll want to be sure and follow WholeHogSports.com for that story, and we'll bring you the most current news on the women's basketball team from that Razorback Road gathering on Thursday night. So that will wrap up this segment. Ethan, thank you for being with us. And Ethan does such a great job on covering women's basketball and softball at WholeHogSports.com. And you can read all about that if you are a subscriber. If you're not, you're on the clock. So you got to be a subscriber. Jump on and subscribe now and get the best in Razorback sports. We'll be right back. We'll take a break right here. We'll be right back with our HoHogSports.com question of the day. You will not want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Get the latest breaking news on all Arkansas Razorback sports at WholeHogSports.com. Our award-winning reporters and photographers go beyond game recaps to bring our subscribers the most trusted Razorbacks news anywhere. With expert analysis, the latest in recruiting, plus unique and compelling stories of your favorite teams. Subscribe today at WholeHogSports.com.
And we are back with the Whole Hog Sports podcast. I'm Chip. I forgot who I was there for a second. I'm Chip Sousa, the host of the podcast. And we are rolling along in our final segment today. And our final segment, as always, is our question of the day. Now, every podcast, we ask our WholeHogSports.com subscribers to participate in this segment through the subscriber message board. So if you'd like to be part of this podcast, you can join the WholeHogSports.com team. You can be on the message board, and you can be part of this question of the day, and we will use your comment, if it's a good comment, if it's good and clean, we'll use your comment as our question of the day. So this is our question of the day. If you could get one do-over for the Arkansas football program in the history of the Arkansas football program, what do-over would that be? And, of course, it was no surprise, and I knew that when I posted this as the question today, what the do-over was going to be. And it is, of course, 99% of those who responded said it would be that 1969 game there at Razorback Stadium against the hated Texas Longhorns. LD Hogg says there's no question about it. The game of the century, December 1969, that is the most painful loss I've experienced in my 73 years. That loss still lingers for him. Razorback 339 said, did we lose that game? I've never rewatched it. That's just like Frank Broyles said, he never rewatched that game. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's what Frank said. That was his story, and he was sticking to it. SD Hogg, he had a comment here that also kind of rang a bell with the younger Razorback fans, those who will remember this one. Those who would not remember or were not born yet in 1969, they'll remember this one. But he says, it would have to be the 1969 game, but the 2006 SEC Championship game against Florida. He even put the date in here. He's even got the date embedded. The championship game against Florida on Saturday, December 2nd, 2006, the Reggie Fish fumble. That would be my second choice. That would also be big on my list, too, and might even be number one. ADGEBG, I don't know what that stands for. I'm sure it's an acronym for something. Who knows? Always dodging. Who knows what it means? Anyway, he said the likely momentum from a win in that game would have been huge. That would have been the 1969 game he's referring to. That gut punch late in that game, Texas rallied late to win that game, and he said that gut punch was heavy, and it reverberated for decades. Yeah, absolutely. It's been, more than 50 years, so it's still reverberating. Absolutely decades. Luskimo says there's no answer except for December 6, 1969. A far distant second would be the Florida game, where the mysterious block in the back was not called, whatever it was in that game. So again, like the others mentioned, the 2006 SEC Championship game also on their mind. Snout says, and this is a good one, I do not remember the 1966 Cotton Bowl, but had we beaten LSU that day, we would have been the undefeated national champions. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We lost the game 14-7, and Bama ended up winning it, the national title, that is, with a 9-1-1 record. So thanks, everyone, who participated in the question of the day. And again, thank you for being a subscriber to HoHogSports.com. Again, if you'd like to be a part of this podcast and be a part of the question of the day, all you have to do is simply be a subscriber to that, to our website, HoHogSports.com, and go on the message board. I post that question of the day a couple of times a week. It's always fun to interact with our readers. It's part of our network. So if you want to be a part of that, HoHogSports.com, subscribe today and be a part of that. Now, we'll be back later this week, and we'll bring you more Arkansas Razorback news. Again, this is the Whole Hog Sports podcast. Thanks for joining us, and we will catch you next time.